Good morning. My name is Philip, Tiffany's husband, so yes. And I did enjoy hearing my wife's testimony on Mother's Day, and so thank you for that. And my sister is here, all the way from Yates Center, and she told me last night, I have not heard your testimony. And so I get to share that with the church as well as my family as well. So Donnie, pick this up. Is that better? All right, I am tall. So, so I'm looking forward to this and sharing my testimony with you. I was born into a Christian family and home. And from the time I remember, I was going to church and being active in church. My father went to seminary school, or at the time I called it cemetery school. Fitting. And he was at Fort Worth, Texas, and so that was Southwestern there. I was 6 years old when that happened, when I was there, and I knew I was a sinner in need of a Savior. And now my sin looked differently at the age of six than others. It was probably more disobeying my parents and not honoring them and doing what they told me. I would see the line, and so I was told I would walk up to that line, whatever it was, and make sure I stepped across it. And then they pushed me back, and it was firm there. And I knew, trying to figure out if it was a soft line or a hard line. Some of them were firm, others were not. So, but one evening, through conversation, through there, I knew I needed to become a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I talked to my parents about what that looked like, and I did just that. And I was baptized shortly thereafter. And no, my salvation is not something that I hold on to or do, but it is my Savior that holds it and is secured that way there. Now, does that mean I am perfect today and from that time? No. Rachel, does that mean I'm perfect today? No. That's my little sister. She would say no. My wife would say no. My kids, no, I am not. They can confirm. Right, Savannah? I'm not perfect. No, I still have work to do, but I know I was justified by the blood of Christ, and now I am working on my sanctification through the years to come. And so I want to talk a little bit about what that sanctification looks like and has looked like as well in the past there. I continue to be active in church. My dad was a minister of education in a church in Topeka, Kansas, and we were there through my junior year of high school. This is the first big change I experienced in learning to trust Jesus. We moved before my senior year from Topeka to Port Arthur, Texas. And I went to a new high school my senior year and really had to rely on my family to really get through that. And we grew closer because of that. But it was a challenging time being as a new kid in the high school, trying to make friends and a big change there. However, I had football and basketball and was able to make an immediate impact in those two sports there. The church that we were attending, that my dad was ministering at, would feed the football team on Thursday nights. And so I was able to be a light through that time in a dark sport and a hard time there. I was pretty good at football, and so I got a scholarship to play at Southwest Baptist University. And I did just that and moved 12 hours away. And so that is my next challenge, was my freshman year. And so I was 12 hours from my family in a new environment and living on my own. And all those experiences that have to happen there. But the Lord had a plan for this, and it meant trusting Him. However, I was on top of the world. I was a college football player. I was invincible, so it seemed. And it's also here where I met my wife, Tiffany. But back to football and the challenge coming. It was the last game of my freshman year of the season, and I was starting on an offensive line at the left guard. It was great and exciting until it wasn't. A dislocated ankle and broken fibula ended the game, my season, and my career. I tried to come back, but three surgeries over the next 3 years later, I did not play another down. So now I just ref football. and get yelled at, but that's okay. It's fun. But God used this time in my life to remind me that regardless of my circumstances, He is still in control and His plan is perfect, and I need to trust Him. So I met my wife in college my freshman year, and we were best friends. And if you want to know the whole story, our first meeting together, you can ask her, because it's a good story that she shares. Anyhow, but she moved away after she graduated, and that's when we decided that we should start dating and see what happens. And we were married 19 years ago Tuesday, and now we have our three children and a fun life there. And through this time in my life, I have grown closer to the Lord and have gone from allowing my wife to run the house, as I did not, and she filled the void. This is when we were first married. We were living in Ava, Missouri, and she was running. It was easy. I could allow her to do it. But we moved from Ava to Emporia, Kansas, and it was a Bible teaching church there as well. And I was challenged to do more with my faith than just go through the motions and rely on my wife. I was expected, as the man of the house, to lead my family, including my wife and kids. I had to step up and lead them through discipline, making decisions, and being the leader that I'm called to be. And so I met with the pastor for discipleship and became a better husband and father through my time there. Again, trusting the Lord through this. So again, things were going well, and then I mutually left the health center in Emporia where I was CEO, and at that time wasn't quite ready to move from Emporia. So I had prayed and asked God to keep us in Emporia, and He granted that for 2 more years. And so 2 years later, the Lord had other plans that we changed, and He said the company that I started for was selling. And so we had to find another position, but this time we were more open to moving to another location. And that is just what happened. He had a plan for me, and I sent out a lot of applications. There was one here in Pueblo, Colorado that was needing a CFO. And here I am now for over a year and a half and have been. It was a big move for myself and my family, but it's been good so far. I had to trust the Lord to provide a place for me, and He did. And we're here now because of that. And so the Lord has used multiple occasions to reinforce in my life, He is in control and I need to trust Him only. I cannot trust my own knowledge, my own profession, or my own understanding. It is only Him that I can trust as a believer in Him. I will end with this, and that is, if you are not a believer, today on Father's Day is a great day to ensure that you are a believer. If you are a believer, continue to trust in Christ, and He will direct your path. Thank you.